ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। This morning we are reading from the 6th canto, chapter 11th, text number 24. We will hear the sum and substance of devotional life in this verse. Again, because of lackage of time, we will go quite briskly through this. Ang hadita vapadai kamula. Dasanu daso bhavitas mi bhuya. Manas maretasu pate gunangste. Grinita va karma karoti kaya. Aham hareta vapadai kamula. Dasanu daso bhavitas mi bhuya. Manas madetasu pate gunangste. Grinita va karma karoti kaya. Yes, please. Aham hareta vapadai kamula. Yes, can we please have one Mataji chanting? Oops. Hare Krishna, isn't it? O my Lord, Tava, of your Lordship, Padaikamula, whose only shelter is the lotus feet. Dasanudasa, the servant of your servant. Bhavitasmi, shall I become. Bhuyaha, again. Manaha, my mind. Smarita, may remember. Asupatihe, of the Lord of my life. Gunan, the attributes. Te, of your lordship. Grinita, may chant. Vak, my words. Karma, activities of service to you. Karotu, may perform. Gayaha, my body. I request you to pay special attention to this verse. It's spoken by a very, let us say, enigmatic personality. It's a mysterious personality. It is Vritasura, who in his previous life was a great devotee, Chitraketu, and then was cursed to take on the life of an asura. But this was only an external appearance. Yes, he took the form of a powerful demon. He battled Indra and his hordes of devatas, and he gained the overhand at first in that battle. A typical asura who quarrels with the suras or fights even. But then at the end of his life, everything changed. He was slain by Indra, and as he was as the life was ebbing out of his body, his real face, the face of a devotee and the heart of the devotee showed, and he spoke these super advanced prayers, which, according to the Garuda Purana, listen to this, mark the speciality of the Bhagavatam. It's the Bhagavatam is identified because in the sixth canto, this is what we read today, the story of Vritasura is narrated, and in this chapter 11, the transcendental qualities, you know, his devotee qualities shine forth. And it's an amazing text. It's something which turns around our entire perception. You know, it's almost as if Frankenstein, in the midst of all his Frankenstein activities, throws himself with Dandavat Parikrama on the floor and begins to pray the Shikshastaka prayers. You know, this is truly amazing if this happens. So this particular verse which you will hear now is, according to Srila Prabhupada's opening line of his purport, the sum and substance. This means the essence of devotional life. So please listen. See, the life is ebbing out of the pranas and the nadis of Vritasura, and he turns towards Krishna and prays this amazing prayer. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet. O Lord of my life, Praneshvara, This is how Radharani addresses Krishna. Lord of my life. Huh? May I again become their servant, so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes. My words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engage in the loving service of your Lordship. Beautiful, isn't it, Pandu? It's really, it has, you know, it has the vibration of pure devotion. Purport. This verse gives the sum and substance of devotional life. One must first become a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Das Anudas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, and he also showed by his own example, that a living entity should always desire to be a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. Gopi bhartu padakamalayo dasa dasa nudasa. This means, now let's be practical. Theory aside, now what does this mean? To become a servant of the servant of the servant. This means that one must accept a spiritual master who comes in the disciplic succession and is a servant of the servant of the Lord. Under his direction, one must then engage three properties, namely his body, his mind, and words. The body should be engaged in physical activity under the order of the master, and the mind should think of Krishna incessantly. And one's words should be engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord. If one is thus engaged in the loving service of the Lord, one's life is successful. Yeah. Let's pray our opening prayers. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pachanine Nivesesa Javani Gatyare Satadine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitana Prabhu Nitananda Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gobhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes. Aham Harita Vapadai Kamula Dasanu Daso Bhavitas Mibuya Manasmarita Su Pate gunangste grinita vaka makarotukaya. Oh my Lord, just imagine, he's lying on his deathbed. His life is escaping. He's now turning to the Lord. Oh my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, I have a question to you. Will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet? Will you bless me like this? O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant so that my mind, foolish mind, may always think of your transcendental attributes. My words always glorify those qualities of yours. And my body always engage in the loving service of your Lordship. Please give this blessing to me. This is a plea or an urgent request for the mercy of Krishna. Those who chant the holy name of Krishna should learn to imbue their chanting with this sum or with this essence of devotional life. The essence really of devotional life is this plea or request for Krishna's mercy. In the fifth canto, he says, the mercy of Krishna is the essential principle of our spiritual life. It's what brings it forward. I remember I was once going to Radha Desh in the early times. Our car was driving very nicely, but then we noticed we had no fuel any longer. So we somehow, our car rolled out, and then it was quite dramatic. It was a blue car, I still remember. Now, we had to just catch the attention of one Belgian man, and you know the Belgian drivers are not always stopping, you know. Germans also not, but it was particularly difficult because we could not speak the language. And finally we convinced someone to pull us to the next gas station. And then the next chapter started. We were so late, you know, that we were a little bit fast-minded. And instead of putting fuel, super fuel, into it, we put something else in it. I don't know what it was. It must have been diesel. You remember that, Panu? Because maybe we called Radha Desh to save us. And then the car went... And it was one of these Japanese cars which absolutely are strong-minded to accept only super benzene and not diesel. It was just absolutely stubborn. It wouldn't go with diesel. And it was a mild catastrophe, you know. It was such a good car, but it really, we had to do something like I had seen in a movie. You have to suck out the, and then, you know, and then again we were empty. And nothing worked, you know. And I learned on that day, we came absolutely too late. I learned on that day, good fuel is the essential principle of driving. So in spiritual life, you also need to know what brings you forward. If you forget that, you will be much too late in your spiritual life. You will be the eternal neophyte. Even when you are 60 years old or 80 years old or 120 years old, you will be just very minimally advanced in your spiritual life. If you forget that, and this is our saving grace, my dear devotees. To beg for the mercy, to request for Krishna's mercy is really so nice, because Krishna is ready to give it. He is the friend of his devotees. He likes to be asked. You know, when a father likes to be asked by his children, can I please get some potatoes to eat? He likes that. It's not that he feels it's a burden when the child comes and asks him for I mean, mostly they ask for money. He maybe if he is extremely poor, it's a burden. But usually, if he has, he likes to give. You know, he likes to give. Of course, he is happy if it's spent correctly. He likes to give. Oh, my children are coming to me. They know who's their father. You know, he likes that. So Krishna also likes when we call out for his mercy. He gives this. And if you don't learn to do this, my dear devotees, and you put in the diesel of your own efforts in your spiritual life, it will go pop, 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 and then finished. You know, you have to request for mercy. You have to run on mercy. Hare Krishna, I think I said the right thing. The curtain opened. Hare Krishna. Trying to say the right thing, so Gopinath seems to be pleased finally with my little useless endeavors to preach something which is correct. You know, this, my dear devotee, don't forget this. Every day, ask for the mercy. Every day pray. And my own exalted spiritual master is an example for me for this. He once asked Shivananda Prabhu, one of the very early devotees in Hamburg. In fact, he was the first one who came to Germany. He asked him in Hamburg, please pray for me. Prabhupada asked, please pray for me that I get the milost, the mercy. Please pray, do this. And Shivananda was shaking. He said, I don't think it will work, Prabhupada. Who am I, you know, to ask for mercy for you, you know, that you get the mercy. I think you have to do it. He wanted to say, I think you have to do it yourself, you know. He wanted to, but he said it like, you know, not so abruptly. He said, I don't think it will work. So, but this is what we hear here. When will I again be a servant of your eternal servants? Prabhupada answers, no, you are the servant of Krishna. Krishna will listen to you. I'm a servant. Well, if you say so, then I am the servant of Krishna. And okay, I will pray for you, you know. This is the humility of a Vaishnava. When will I again be the servant of your servant who finds only shelter at your lotus feet? Pray to Krishna, my dear devotees, and pray that the devotees, you know, ask them, please, you put on a good word for me. I'm not so good. You are very good. I'm bad, but you are good. You please, something must come. If you learn to run your life on this fuel, and if you take the wrong fuel out, that is your own endeavors, I can do it, I make my own plans, I make my things, then your spiritual life will run very nicely. But alas, for some of you it might take a few more retreats until you understand this. Yesterday, two devotees came to me and said, oh, Maharaj, I'm in this retreat, but you know how I feel. I feel miserable because I see my bad qualities. I had my biggest smile and I said, God! What? This is good? Your retreats are... You mean this is the aim of your cruel retreats? That we feel totally self-defeated? No, I said, please, you need to understand. What can we do on our own? What are our qualities? Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis, they say what is self-endeavor, what is the value of this. They say, are we not like dwarfs who try to reach out to catch the moon? This is what we are when we go on our own effort. Are we not like dwarfs? In Yugoslavian language, the word dwarf shows you what a dwarf is. Putalia, pit, pa, pa, oh my God, pee, pee, pa. Patuljak, patuljak. Thank you, Philippa. Patuljak. Are we not like a patuljak? Hoot. That's the best word. Yugoslavian has some very good language, some very good words. Patuljak. Are we not like a dwarf, a patuljak, a pathetic patuljak? You know, who is trying to, on his own, let me catch the moon. No, you need a rocket. Rocket, you patuljak, if you want to catch the moon, you know. My dear devotees, ask yourself, how do you dare to think that by your own efforts you can become enlightened and happy in Krishna consciousness? You need a rocket. You need the powerful mercy of Krishna. It is said, of all his shaktis, listen to this, and he has many shaktis, the shakti, the srishti shakti, for instance, that is, he can create universes by his mere glance. Of all his shaktis, the king of the shakti, which sits on the throne and rules all the other shaktis, is his kripa shakti. Did you know this? It's his mercy shakti. That's the most exalted of his shaktis and even the most powerful shaktis. It's not a problem to create a universe, but it is a difficulty to make you into a devotee. That is more difficult than to create a universe. Hare Krishna. This is how a devotee feels, at least. Maybe not you. Maybe you are... No, you are at least our second generation. They are devatas, sometimes troubled devatas, but devatas. You know, and some of you are great yogis from the past life, but I know from my life, I'm really a patuljak. So that mercy of Krishna to transform a person, that is the Kripa Shakti. It says in Indian colloquial village talk, it is easier to move the Himalayas, you know, to shift the Himalayas than to move a character. It's easier, they say in Indian villages, you know. They have village experience, you know. I don't know exactly what they have in mind to say such a thing, but I found it correct. So, my dear devotees, get down on your knees, bow your head, bring your language, your voice into your heart, and then start to pray for mercy. There is good reason to do this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a similar verse as this verse is. He of course, you know, he chants, Ainanda tanuya kinkarang patitang mam vishame bhavam budo kripaya tava pada pankaja sthitaduli sadrisham vichintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda, please show me your mercy. Because of my own fruitive activities, I have fallen into this horrible ocean of material existence. Please, now be causelessly merciful to me and fix me as one of the particles of dust at your lotus feet. Krishna's feet are compared to be like a lotus. Why? A lotus is very soft. His lotus feet are very soft. It's very fragrant. Krishna's lotus feet are extremely fragrant. And all the senses are pleased by the lotus. It's pleasing to see. Krishna's lotus feet are very pleasing to see. Touch, what else do we have? smell very nice. Yeah, they have a nice sound. How can lotus feet have a sound? There are these bee-like devotees who go to the lotus feet. Everything is beautiful. It's a full experience of the awakening soul to think of the lotus feet of the Lord. Huh? And we belong there. We are like pollen, like dust, which has been removed from there. So, yesterday's question, who are you, is very nicely explained in this prayer. We are tiny particles, tiny servants of Krishna's lotus feet. And when you develop a desire for the mercy to be fixed at those in the service of this lotus feet, then you will receive knowledge about your inner identity in one of three ways. You just need to desire the mercy, my dear devotees, cry for the mercy, and then something will happen by the Kripa Shakti. Either you will get your knowledge of who you are from your guru, or you get it from a qualified sadhu whom you meet, or you get it from the Antaryami super soul who's in the heart and reveal this to you. This is the common understanding how our spiritual identity as an eternal servant will be revealed. This is what Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes one step further. He says, if you chant in that prayerful mood, then Bhakti Devi, who is Vidya Vadu Jivanam, you know, the life of all transcendental knowledge, will enter your heart. Bhakti Devi is, you can see, there's Radharani. If you see Radharani, when she is merciful to someone, an expansion comes from her and enters your heart. This is Bhakti Devi, this expansion. And you feel all of a sudden Bhakti, you feel so much devotion in your heart. Yesterday evening, some of you have told me, when you were chanting in that wonderful kirtan, some of you, I have heard, have started to be genuinely moved in Krishna consciousness. And maybe afterwards you were a little bit shy, what had just now happened to me? What happened is that Bhakti Devi, the merciful expansions of Shrima, merciful expansion, came from her in your heart. And at that time, you felt everything is clear. Everything is wonderful. Everything is, I know everything. Not I know everything, but you felt soothed and reconciled in Krishna consciousness, and very nice. It said with this verse, Ayinanda Tanuya Kinkaram, a devotee takes shelter at Radharani's lotus feet. If you don't want it, there's a little, I would have to explain a lot how this is from, based on Bhajan Rahasya, but let us make it simple. What happens is, if you genuinely pray for mercy, Radharani expands this Bhakti Shakti or this Bhakti Devi in your heart. Can you see the hand of Radharani? If not, you may need a glasses, like, you know, I can see from here without glasses. Can you see the right hand of Radharani? Or is it too far for you? We can see. From there, we can see also. You are fortunate. That is a gesture of blessing. May Bhakti come into your heart. Because only by Bhakti, you can actually recognize who you are and who Krishna is. By bhakti you can awaken to the real life, not without bhakti. Without bhakti you will remain sleeping in the lap of illusion. Yes, you will be, your heart will remain covered by darkness, you know, it's called avidya, ignorance. So today, my dear devotees, I have the best news. My news for you are, this is your best day. Today we have the Harinam day. What that is, our secretary will explain, who has designed the days. Exactly, I also like to know exactly how it will work. We gave some information, but it's now designed. You will need to listen very carefully to this day. But I want to give you a motto for this day. Please don't forget this motto. Pray for the mercy and it will come. And you are now prepared through a lot of exercises. These exercises, like remember the Apurvatam meditation, where we pretended to introduce you to the Hare Krishna mantra for the first time. You had to hear it outside, inside, and everything, you know. These are all things to move your awareness, to broaden, to break old and unuseful chanting habits and so on. Now you are ready for the Holy Name Day, which should be, this is very important for me to say, a day where you receive mercy. It's not a day of your own efforts. It's a day for praying for mercy. My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. Please accept me. And I can guarantee you, if you manage to chant in this mood, wonderful things will happen. Now, we will be a little brief. I will stop here because the day is designed in a different day than the other days, so we need to be a little bit fast. Let me just...
Shri Radha Gopinath ki go premanandi hari hari bol.
Hare Krishna, good morning. It was so wonderful to see you all. Yes, today, as Maharaj said, is really, really the best day. It's the day where mercy will flow and we will be able to taste some nectar of Krishna while chanting his holy names. How we are going to do it, or how we have designed this for you, is that we would like you, if possible, to take breakfast prasadam now at 9 o'clock, but then, not like yesterday and all days before, we would meet at 11 for the workshop. Today we would meet at 10 in the community hall, which will give us 4 hours time to chant japa in a group japa style together with Maharaj. And we have called that 4 hours of japa the japa mandala. So it's like Maharaj said, just remember, it's not going to be something, a big endeavor, a big austerity. We should all come with open hearts, with positive minds, and we should just say, okay, now I'm going to spend my time together with the devotees, serving Krishna by chanting japa. And Maharaj is going to guide us through the 6 steps which we are learning in the workshops, with 6 steps to perfect japa, which were given in Hari Bhakti Vilas. So when we meet at 10 o'clock, Maharaj will start to go step 1 and then he will tune us in. So we will chant in step 1 and then it will come to step 2 and step 3 and so on. So we are doing this just to facilitate really that your japa experience is today really, really wonderful. And then we will stop at 2 o'clock. We will go and have lunch prasadam. And then we wish to start at 4 o'clock here in the temple room with kirtan. And we will go all up till 9 o'clock after the last darshan. And we will have wonderful kirtans, wonderful kirtan leaders. And yes, then we are going to share, so to say, what we have experienced in japa, and we are going to be more focused. And it's said that kirtan with many can create extraordinary feelings because we are sharing. Everybody of us is going to pray to Radha Gopinath, and the others can also taste that. So it's going to be really, really a wonderful day. And at the end of the day, we hope that Radha Gopinath will just bless each one of us, and we will have ecstatic feelings. And yes, so far, so please come at 10 o'clock and then at 4 o'clock here in the temple room. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
I saw some of you were going, what? It's absolutely easy. You will see it's your most easy day in your retreat. It's like entering a boat and floating down Yamuna. It's that easy. You will see. So please, you don't have much time now. Please eat your prasadam, chew it carefully, and see you at 10 o'clock. And I expect really everyone to be there. If you need sometimes a small pause, that is all right. And I will explain at 10 o'clock. See you then. Hare Krishna.